Well, good evening, my fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty around the world listening in tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Yes, we're still coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And it's been raining a little bit here today, but doggone, we got blue skies and a few clouds out there now. So it's just a beautiful evening. Hope you're having a great time and a good day where you're at in the world today. Well, I just want to open the phone lines up early tonight. I was going to talk a little bit about the April 19th tomorrow coming up, but I guess we'll save it till tomorrow. I've cleared my schedule, and we're going to have open phones tomorrow about April 19th. I've decided to just open the phone lines up, and we'll talk about Oklahoma City bombing, and we will talk about the Waco Holocaust tomorrow. And so tonight, I'd like to open the phone lines up early and see what you'd like to talk about. I want to talk to you about a little bit of change in my life. We're always having changes in our lives, as most people do. Well, I asked you a few days ago, I think it was, to pray for my dear wife, Angela. She is a 22-year Army veteran, Master Sergeant extraordinaire. She had generals writing letters for her when she retired with a Gulf War sickness, and she's quite a gal, and I truly have been blessed to have her in my life. She's had to leave the military after 22 years. She'd served all over the world, really, and her job was to handle the airports, the, what would you call them, air traffic airports for the Apache helicopters and the Cobra helicopters, our fighting choppers out there. And her job was to run those operations, the base camps for the landing and taking off and the refueling and everything and rearmament of the Apache helicopters and the Cobra helicopters. And I'll give you some news about her condition when we come back. So we'll talk to you in just a few minutes. We're going to open the phone lines up tonight, so stay tuned for that phone number. We'll be back after these important messages. Stay tuned.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
To the Officer Jack McGlam program, talking a little bit about my wife tonight. I really respect her so much, and she spent 22 years in the military and serving in some pretty tough places, Saudi Arabia, Apache and Cobra base operator there, chief base operator, and then in Bosnia and Herzegovina. She was there during the internationalist bombing of those nations and trying to destroy those nations. And then she was in the Gulf War I, and there she was poisoned with the anthrax vaccine and experimental drugs, as all of our soldiers pretty much were, it seems like, today. She's lost many friends. She got deathly ill, but she lost 11,000 of her buddies there in the Gulf War so far. She's known a number of them who have died personally, and she's tried to help them even during the time when she was recovering from the Gulf War sickness. The doctors in the military had just assigned or written her off to die because they refused to help anybody. They said, as a lot of you Gulf War veterans know, if you came in and said you had the Gulf War sickness and was withering away and had all kinds of problems, physical problems, they said you were psychologically having psychological problems and would put you on Prozac and these mind-altering drugs, which just brought you down further and further. Well, my bride, Angie, refused to take those drugs. She was, up until the time that she got the Gulf War sickness, was in top physical condition, was running 3 miles a day, could do so much physically. She would take me out on the tennis courts and give me a real tough time. I was a pretty good tennis player, but my wife would give me a big runaround on the tennis courts out there. But praise the Lord, when she was near death, working at the air base, handling the Apache and Cobra helicopters down in Tucson, Arizona, she was near death, and a Christian family in Tucson found out about her sickness and got a hold of her and started cleansing her blood and cleansing her liver using holopathic or something like that. Not allopathic, but the not chemicals, but using holistic health care to help cleanse her system of these toxins that the poisons put in her. The depleted uranium, I guess, remained in her, but a lot of the poisons that was put in by the experimental drugs and the anthrax vaccine started clearing out of her system, and she began to get well again. Pushed herself to get out and start walking again. She could barely walk when the government just kept telling her it was all in her mind. And she had brothers and sisters in the military. She'd served in the Gulf War writing to her, and they were dying, and some of them did die. And she thought she was on the way out too, but she was a good Catholic gal, and then she turned to God and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as her personal Savior and began to read the Holy Bible herself, and it made a big difference in her life, she said. When she began to read the Bible herself, instead of depending on the priest to talk to her about it, just like preachers today, you pay preachers to read the Bible for you, and you don't. Many Christians don't even know what's in there. But she says when she began to pray to the Lord Jesus Christ herself instead of the Mother Mary, and began to communicate with the Lord, and began to go through this cleansing program that the Christian family taught her and shared with her, she began to improve. And she came up from Phoenix, or she came up to Phoenix one night as Colonel Bo Greitz and me were going to be speaking at a meeting up there. We had a Patriot meeting in Phoenix, Arizona, and she heard that Colonel Bo was going to be there. And she was wanted to come and tell him about her sickness and all of her buddies that were dying from the Gulf War syndrome sickness. She came up that night. That's the first night we met. That's been about 12 years ago. And I was so impressed with her because she had a real fire in her spirit to live and not die from the Gulf War sickness. And she really did impress me that night. We became friends that evening. Colonel Bo didn't have a lot of time, so she didn't get to speak to him much, but we got to talk a little bit. And she told me about her illness and how this Christian family in Tucson, by the way, I know that Christian family. It was quite surprising when she told me the name, but anyway, she got better. She got better and better, and as those poisons began to clean out of her system, she developed a regimen herself that she was using that made her even become more well and overcame washed these toxins out of her body. And then she went on a campaign of helping others with the Gulf War sickness, and would write to them and help them to cleanse their own bodies and get well. She had a great passion for her other brothers and sisters in the military, and she worked as much as she could to communicate with them. As she got better, she was able to communicate even more with those that were extremely sick and helped as many as she could. Well, we got our report. I asked you about a week ago to pray for my bride because, as so many of the Gulf War sickness soldiers have, they've developed cancer over the years, and many have died from cancer, leukemia, and other things that these experimental drugs they were given have caused their system to develop. And my bride has tumors in her breast. And we went down and had biopsies about 6 months ago, and it turned out to be nothing to worry about. And just last week, she went down and had to have more biopsies. I went with her. You remember the day I took off. Well, we got the report today, and she has breast cancer. And it's pretty serious, evidently. And so we've had quite a day today. Today she got the phone call from the VA hospital, the doctor there, and she talked for a while to the doctor, and the doctor wants to take her in the next 2 weeks and do surgery, then start her on chemotherapy. And Angie's always said she didn't want to have chemotherapy. And so now we're in a state of surreal state, just trying to accept the fact that she now has a very serious cancer in her breast that has got into some other places. And so I would ask you to continue the prayer for my bride, Angela. She's tough, and she's a warrior, and she's a fighter, and I don't have any thoughts other than she's going to win. We're going to win this fight against this cancer. But I thought I'd open the phone lines up tonight and let you guys call in if you want to, and we'll just talk a while, because I'm kind of in a state of not knowing what to do at this point, but just pray. That's what we're doing right now. We're gathering information here. I did get a hold of my friend Lorraine Day, Dr. Lorraine Day today, medical doctor who had breast cancer herself and cured it holistically. Talked with her for about a half hour today. And by the way, she's agreed to come on my program on Friday, both my morning program and then the afternoon program on Republic Broadcasting Network that you're listening to today. And so we're going to have a good time with Dr. Lorraine Day, who was a top physician, heart specialist, I think the top heart specialist in San Francisco General Hospital. And she developed a very serious acute case of breast cancer and decided to treat it holistically. The doctors have told her she was going to die, and she says, no, I'm not. So she's got a very interesting story to tell. We'll hear from her on Friday. She gave my wife some good ideas today and is going to FedEx her two tapes on cancer out to my wife today. In a couple days, we'll have those, and we're going to be doing a lot of praying and asking the Lord to lead her, Angie, to make the right decision, because I'm just basically going to stay out of this one. My wife is a bright young lady, and she's we're acquiring this information for her, different kinds of information for her. She's going to consume that and make a decision on what she's going to do. Okay, let's open the phone lines up tonight, folks. If you'd like to call in, you can talk about anything you'd like to talk about. We're at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here's a letter that Dr. Lorraine Day sent out to, she told me, and I went to her website today, very interesting website if you want to go to it. I mean, a very interesting website. It's got the pictures of her and the horrible, horrible cancer on her chest there. And I've never seen anything like it. I've not been around many cancer patients, but my goodness gracious. You look at that picture on her website at www.dr, for doctor, Day, that's drday.com, www.drday.com. You'll be probably as shocked as I was. Within eight months, she cured herself of her own cancer and has been living now for 10 years cancer-free. We'll be right back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost 1/5-ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery, $95 each. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Happening in life, is there not? Always something else happening, it seems like. New challenges to be met out there. And praise the Lord, we're up to these challenges. I'll tell you that right now. The devil ain't going to win. We're going to keep fighting until we can't fight any longer. Well, let's go to the phones now. We had a couple people call in and ask me some questions like, did I know Colonel Joe? And, of course, we had him on the program here about a month ago. Yeah, I do know Colonel Joe. And he has a pretty good treatment for cancer, as I understand. And we got somebody call in and ask me if I knew about Gerson. I'd never heard of Gerson, but got a phone number now for Gerson. I guess there's some kind of cancer treatment at the Gerson or company, or whatever that is. I don't know right now. But let's go right now to our buddy in Texas, Jimmy. Jimmy, welcome to the program.
How's it going? Been praying for you. Sorry to hear the news. Besides Colonel Joe, wanted to give you a couple ideas. Did you get a chance to look at the Hulda Clark book I called about last week, or CureZone.com?
No, I sure didn't. I did not. Yeah.
Okay, there's a very effective liver cleanse on CureZone.com that's part of that book. It only takes 24 hours to do. That will clean out the blood and start cleaning out the liver, which will in turn start cleaning out the blood or the kidneys and the blood.
Yeah.
And to leach out heavy metals of any kind, she needs to, I don't know if she's taking it or not, but thioctic or alpha lipoic acid.
Never heard of those, but I don't
know. You can get them. They're in that book, actually, but you can get them at GNC or
okay.
Just about any decent, not drugstore, but health food store will have thioctic or alpha lipoic. They're both the same thing, and alpha lipoic is usually a lot cheaper than thioctic acid.
Yes.
They're the exact same amino acid. But why I wanted to tell you about the liver cleanse specifically is there's only one job for your liver. And that's to clean toxins out of your body. It detoxifies your body. And nothing ever cleans out your liver unless you take the time to do it. There's no natural process to do it. That's why people get cirrhosis and malaria and die from it, because eventually their liver just gets overtaxed. And to equate it in the simplest terms that I've ever heard, it was everybody's born with a savings account. That savings account's the amount of resistance your liver has. Everybody's born with a different amount. And eventually you're going to be overdrawn if you don't take care of it. At that point, you're going to become ill. So these liver cleanses, which I've done 9 of them myself, and I'm up to where I'm fasting and doing liver cleanses as well. My wife's done them before she got pregnant. She's breastfeeding now, so she hasn't started back on them either. But I've gotten rid of hives. I've gotten rid of migraines. I lost considerable weight that was hard to lose. What you do is everybody has gallstones, but they're not calcified.
Yes.
And they're in your liver, and this process takes you through 24 hours of fasting. You can have fruits and vegetable juices and stuff, but you can't have anything with fat. And you wind up drinking either Epsom salts, or I would also suggest MSM with water, because it'll soften up the tissue as well. And that night you drink grapefruit juice, fresh squeezed, and olive oil. You've built up pressure in the bile ducts all day by not eating fat, and with that big surge of oil, it pushes it out because of the tissue softener, so you get all those uncalcified gallstones out. So it starts helping the liver repair itself and gives it more room to cleanse the body. I've done a lot of research on it, and I've been using it for about 3 years now.
Does it do anything for cancer, do you know?
Yes, it does.
It does?
It's part of the process because your entire immune system's compromised, especially if she was in Gulf War I and she got any of that DU.
Yes.
So she needs to do everything she can to get her liver boosted, as well as repairing the system. The thioctic and alpha-lipoic acid would both help start cleaning the heavy metals, whether it be mercury from the injections or DU or whatever, out, but it's going to start depositing it in fats. Those fats are what the gallstones are comprised of. It's cholesterol pockets or oils.
What is this alpha something?
Alpha-lipoic. A-L-P-H-A-L-I-P-O-I-C.
Say it again slower.
Alpha, A-L-P-H-A. Lipoic, L-I-P-O-I-C.
O-I-C. Acid, did you say?
Correct. Okay. It also goes by thioctic, T-H-I-O-T-I-C. T-H-I-O-C-T-I-C.
I'll ask her about that, Jimmy. I've never heard it myself, but she's more into this natural healing than I am. So she
I had to take alpha-lipoic and thioctic acid for a while to rid myself of heavy metals from my mercury amalgam fillings.
Yes.
So I've done it firsthand, and you can test the urine and stuff after that just to prove that it's pulling it out.
Yeah.
There's another thing. I don't know if she's looked into it or not, but colloidal silver. And there's a lot of snake oil on the market called colloidal silver.
Yes.
There's one guy I know here in town who's a naturopath, and he actually helped a woman. She turned around in 3 weeks from lung cancer.
Really?
And his name's Dr. Marks.
Yeah.
And he did it through a system called EFT. It's emotional freedom techniques.
Yeah.
And it actually helps you release any emotional baggage you're carrying, which she might be from going to the first Gulf War.
Yeah, she's had some real tragic situations.
There's a website he recommended, emofree.com, E-M-O-F-R-E-E. It'll give you background on it.
M-O-F-R-E-E?
Correct.
Okay, buddy, listen, we're up on the break. Thanks so much, Jimmy.
Take care, God bless, and you'll
bless you. Okay, bye-bye.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, and we're open phones tonight, so appreciate Jimmy calling in and giving that information to us, and I will share that with my bride, Angela. And let's go now to our dear brother, Walt, in Arizona. Walt, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon or good evening, whichever time zone you happen to be in there.
Okay.
Nice to talk with you, Jack.
Likewise.
My grandson's wife, that would guess if you call that your granddaughter-in-law.
Uh-huh.
Her is also an Angie, so it's commonality here.
I see.
Do a Google on the internet for the name Max or Otto, O-T-T-O, Warburg, W-A-R-B-U-R-G.
Okay,
he was a researcher, twice winner of the Nobel Prize. All that will be up when you pull him up on the net. And do a complete read of it, of everything that's available on the internet right now. It's quite comprehensive. He determined, I believe, in 1926, the difference between a cancer cell and a normal cell. And he found out that a normal cell deprived of adequate oxygen goes into another form of life, which is cancer. Raise the oxygen level in your system by whatever means possible, and the cells will revert back to normalcy. That is what Otto Warburg found in 1926. Now, the Gerson Clinic, of course, is south of the border there, below, I believe, San Pedro, Tijuana or some such name, and they're quite renowned for treatments of that sort.
Okay.
Dr. Donsbaugh also is in that research. He's with the National Cancer Society out in Los Angeles, I believe their name is. But anyway, with this tip, it may set you on the right course with the lady named Day also, and you will probably have a lot of people like your friend over there in Texas come up with all kinds of thoughts. But that's all I want to take time. There'll probably be more to a calling in as well. Otto Warburg on a Google search and read everything that's available there. It's quite comprehensive.
Okay.
All right, Jack, and carry on. Thanks.
His last name is spelled. Whoops. Okay. I'll figure it's W-A-R-B-E-R-G. I hope, Walt, that is correct. But we will do that and see what we can find there. Let's go to, is Rick still on the line? Scott is now. Okay, Scott, welcome to the program. Scott from Texas.
Hi there, Jack. I wanted to call also, I guess, to reiterate some of what's already been said. The Gerson Institute I learned about probably 2 years ago, and their treatise is a little different. That's where Dr. Day went, actually, to cure her breast cancer. And Gerson did his research. Actually, he cured the renowned scientist Albert Schweitzer of type 2 diabetes.
Oh,
and through that, research, he discovered that some of his methodology cured a whole host of degenerative diseases, and namely cancer. And then, of course, long story short, he's got a clinic in Tijuana. I've got their number. It's 1-888-4-G-E-R-S-O-N. That's the name Gerson. And they'll send you brochures. I have books that I've purchased that I will be happy to send to you. You'll need those if you decide to go that route. There are many routes to go, as you probably already guessed. But, be at home with the feeling that your wife is going to be well taken care of, and she will be cured if you decide to do it those ways.
Yeah, well, we know that we just feel real positive, both of us. It's kind of a shock today, but we'll get over it, and we're gonna fight. And so we've got this is good information, Scott. I appreciate you calling in and giving us that information.
Well, Gerson's real effective with breast cancer. 86% of his clients survive, and they back when he got started, that number was. They came up with that number. Basically, they were getting clients that were given their last rides. I mean, they tried everything, and, you know, they were sent home by doctors here to die. And they decided at the last minute to try this method, and 86% of those survived. So it's very, very effective.
Very good.
And does cost $5,500 a week. You stay 2 weeks. And then you come home, and then you do, you know, basically a lifestyle change from there on out, but you will be cured.
Okay.
So I want to let you know.
Yeah, it's $5,500 a week?
Yeah, and it's a two-week stay. It's a bitter pill, but compared to most cancers that are treated in America, I think you pull up bills, I don't know, what, $100,000, $200,000 pretty easily.
Yeah, $200,000, usually the minimum.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Scott.
You're welcome, sir.
Appreciate
good luck.
Call. Thanks so much. Yes.
Thank you.
Appreciate the prayers, too. Terry in Tennessee. Terry in Tennessee, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
How are you? This is Gary.
It's Gary.
Yeah.
Oh,
how
Gary.
Are you?
Okay, Gary.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, brother. Doing fine.
Well, that's good to hear. I want to start by, you know, telling you, give your wife my best and be keeping her in prayers and see how well she gets along. I hope she does all right.
Well, I think she will.
And second, I want to apologize to you for not notifying you on my change there. I heard y'all try to call and everything.
Oh,
so.
Oh yeah. Let's see.
Yeah.
Green, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. Girl tried you three or four times, and it was blocked, she said.
Yeah.
And she didn't understand that.
Well, I've been doing some changes. I'm trying to cut back on expenses and changing a few things, and
okay.
I'm in the process of trying to get a little radio thing going here. So,
hey, good deal, brother.
So,
good deal. Good luck on that. Listen, will you call Carol? I'll give out the number.
Mm-hmm.
Did you call her?
She faxed me this morning, and when I got back in, I called her up, and we talked about it and discussed it and everything. So
that's great.
But yeah, I'm not going to hold you, Jack. I know you got a lot on your mind and everything. But like I said, give your wife my best and y'all take care of yourself and we'll be praying for you.
We sure will. And thanks for the prayers, Gary. Lord bless.
Thank you, Jack.
All right.
Oh, bye.
Bye now.
Uh-huh. Did you get the information I sent you?
What was that, Gary? I get so much information every day.
Well, I faxed you some stuff over. I think it was this morning or yesterday. Yesterday evening.
Oh, you faxed it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, the fax isn't in my office. I'll have to get with Carol.
Okay.
And ask her if we got your fax.
All right.
I'm sure we did.
Okay.
Thanks,
all right, Jack.
Gary.
Well, you take care.
All right. Lord bless. Take care now. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. Go back to Jimmy in Texas. Jimmy?
Sorry, I didn't remember to say it before the break and got cut off, but that gentleman that called in about Warburg?
Yes.
What he's speaking of that could be one of the biggest and quickest helps to Angela is hyperbarics.
Hyperbarics.
Correct. You can get it done at a lot of the hospitals. It's what they used to use for the bends. What they're doing is putting you under a couple atmospheres of pure oxygen. My second cousin down here in Floresville, Texas, runs 7 hyperbaric clinics. They use them for poisoning, for detached limbs, for just about anything nowadays. Because the virus that causes cancer mutations a lot of the times is feeding in a non-oxygenated cyst, and that's why you see them show up on x-rays.
Yeah.
But look for a hospital that has hyperbarics.
Okay.
If not, you can buy your own home unit to do hyperbarics. It's not going to be as good and as effective, but it won't even run into that $5,500 that one treatment was being told to you about.
Okay, now, is that the oxygen-enriched bag you crawl into?
Yeah. The home ones are just a plastic bubble that you crawl into that's got an oxygen tube coming into it. But if you go to the hospital, they'll be able to, that one, the home unit will take it down to about an atmosphere.
Okay.
The ones you can go into the hospital, they can, and they do it gradually, but they can take you down to up to 3 atmospheres.
Yeah.
Once you're down to 3 atmospheres of pure oxygen, that's permeated the bone marrow.
Okay.
I mean, it will kill anything in your body, any form of bacteria or virus, because none of them can live in an aerobic environment.
I wonder why the hospitals would be using them when they count on sickness so much.
Well, they don't typically use them for this. It's only started in a very few places, but you can get hyperbarics. It's widely accepted in Europe. I'm trying to get my mother to go down to my second cousin because you can treat rheumatoid arthritis in about a month, completely get rid of it.
Really? Wow.
So that would be something in the way of super oxygen. And Ed McCabe writes a really good book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen.
Ed McCabe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I met Ed before.
And if you, one of the sources I use, I just ordered some 35% food grade hydrogen peroxide last weekend from Oxitec. They're here in Texas. OXY-TECH. Just do a search on it and you can find their website if you can't find it anywhere else.
OXY, what was it?
OXY-TECH. Oxitec, it's 35% food-grade hydrogen peroxide, and that's one of the things in Ed McCabe's books, but we've substituted it for mouthwash and for toothpaste, and we use it around the house for disinfecting instead of that triclosan-laden poison soap.
Yeah, that's really hard to find, that 35%. We can't hardly find it anymore. It's oxitec.org or what?
Just do a Google search for Oxitec. I think the actual site's H2O2Tech. But I'm not sure off the top of my head. So do a search for Oxy-Tech. And it's great stuff. It gives you a price on there. I think a case of quartz, which lasted us 4 years, was about $150 for shipping.
Yeah.
Because you dilute it way down.
Okay. Yeah, right. Okay, Ed McCabe. Yeah, I haven't seen him in years. We used to speak at the preparedness expos together.
Well, on that Oxitec site, they have the book if you don't have a copy of it. But if you know them, you might want to get one from them personally or some advice.
I don't have a copy of it. Very good. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We're taking our Water Oz silver water every morning. We're drinking this silver water.
Well, the naturopath I told you about here in San Antonio, I just got his unit on Friday.
Yeah.
Picked up his Max Pack. It's a 120-volt system. That's 100% bioly available.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yep. And it's $412 for his system, but it'll do a gallon in 11 minutes.
My goodness, wow.
Yeah, it's serious.
Good.
And he's been into colloidal silver for 15 years. He's actually one of the guys that started hyperbarics for medicine when he was in the Navy.
Yes. How do you get a hold of him now and his machine?
It's a CS Pro system.
CS Pro.
Let me get you the website. I got it written down right here.
CS Charles Sam Pro.
Yeah, just csprosystems.com. He's real nice. His name's Dr. Bert Marks.
And just it's Fred Marks?
Bert Marks.
Oh, Bert.
Yep.
R-T Marks, M-A-R.
Just tell him, you know, I told you.
Yeah.
To call him and tell him what the deal is with Angela and... He'll let you know everything you need to know to help fix it if I haven't covered it.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. Thanks for calling back with that information.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
Take
it.
Care and
okay.
Yahweh bless.
Bye-bye. All right. Boy, got a lot of good information here, folks. Thank you so much. Bless you all out there. I'm just working my pencil as fast as I can here. If you'd like to call in tonight and talk about any subject whatsoever, folks, call in on 800 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's see, we've got children recruited in the USA at 14 years of age for the military, believe it or not. Kids now, the recruiters are going into the schools and getting a hold of 14-year-olds and giving them $250 a month if they will sign up at 14 and promise, and their parents have to sign too, that they'll go into combat duty when they become 18. Believe it or not, folks, this is a report coming out from Tim Schmidt, and it looks like it's real, and I can believe it. You know, the recruiters are going crazy. The president of the United States leading these internationalist wars against all of the Arab wars, all of the Muslim world, is now going after 14-year-olds. And this is an 11-page report here about how they're doing it. They're going out and taking these kids out, buying them $50 worth of comic books, the 14-year-old kids, and buying them video games. They have something called an Xbox that they're buying for the kids, and getting them to sign the papers to sign up to go in the military at 18, and they can't get out of it. They're signing contracts. They're convincing their parents that most of these are poor kids, folks, because the parents want the money to help support the kids, so they're convincing their kids to go in and join at 14 years of age, sign a contract, and the parents sign it too. But what I'm learning about this in the back door is that what the government isn't telling these kids is that the bonus they're getting, $2,500 a year, it's being taken out of their pay when they go in at 18. It's going to be deducted from their pay. And they're going in to these very, very dangerous areas into these internationalist wars as mercenaries for these international crime families. And they're going right into combat. And just absolutely terrible, terrible. I have parents speaking about it here, talking about being absolutely crazy about the recruiters getting to their 14-year-old kids in school, taking them out and buying them ice cream and buying them comic books and talking them into getting with their parents and convincing them they want to go into military at 14, you know. And so it's just sick. It's absolutely sick, folks, what is going on for the government. These international crime families that have control of our government today and want us to go in and take out the whole Muslim world, take over all their natural resources out there in the Middle East, and turn the land and control of the land over to Israel and the UN, by the way. We're setting up 14 permanent U.S. bases there, U.S.-UN bases in Iraq right now to be the launching pad for taking over the whole Middle East. And within 3 years, these 14-year-olds will be looking forward to getting into combat duty. And they got a videotape, I guess, showing how much fun it is in combat that they're giving these kids, a videotape the U.S. Army has made up. And they can watch this video tape. And it talks about how wonderful it is to be in the military and in combat. And I can't wait. We're going to try to get one of these videotapes to see what they're pushing on our 14-year-old kids. By the way, the universal draft is being talked about. And that will enlist our girls, too, girls and boys, in this universal draft that will be coming up sometime in the summertime. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. We'll be back in just a couple minutes here after these important messages. Stay tuned for more.
Oh. With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're back here on the Officer Jack McLam program. Just a couple minutes left. Appreciate people calling in tonight. And I want to tell Jimmy, Walt, Rick, Scott, Gary, and all of you that would like to email me with anything on this situation, please email me at jack@cyberquest, that's cyberquest.com. That's jack@cyberquest, cyberquest.com. Give it a third time, jack@cyberquest, cyberquest.com. Appreciate any information you have, and I've collected a lot tonight by writing down all these things, and I'll be working on that. And I want to thank you for the prayers and any information that you have out there. I'll be with you, back here with you in the morning. We'll be talking about April 19th. Tomorrow afternoon, and hopefully some of you will call in, and we'll spend the evening talking about what this means to you. All the bombings in America, so far, all the bombings we've had, the first World Trade Center, Oklahoma City bombing, the second World Trade Center bombing, the Pentagon, have all been traced back to our government. Sadly, that's the fact of the matter, and I'm telling telling you this as a police investigator, that that's the fact, and it's undisputable, because we have the evidence to prove this. Sad, but that's the case, and tomorrow we'll be talking more at length about April 19th, and tomorrow's April 19th, and we pray that our government doesn't have another bombing prepared for us for tomorrow. I hope you'll pray with us that if they have such plans, that their plans will be fouled and they'll be confounded and won't be able to carry off any more death and destruction in America for political reasons. So that's my thoughts on April 19th, and we'll get back with you tomorrow and talk at length about that. Have a good copy, folks, a very good copy this time. Not that it's not good every time, of the American Free Press. Here, here's the front cover here. Casualties rise while vet care disintegrates. Bush is cutting veterans care and veterans employees way back when there's 700,000 sickness or injury claims backlogged right now, 700,000, and Bush is cutting staff. 3,000 Department of Veterans Affairs employees have been cut by the Bush administration. Millions and millions of dollars are being cut for treatment of our veterans at a time when we're having just literally thousands and thousands of veterans coming home sick from the second Gulf War and just thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands sick from the first Gulf War. Our good president that cares so much about America and our troops is cutting their benefits back. Well, folks, that's it for today. Hope you have a great evening. Don't forget, this old cop here in the great Rocky Mountains truly does love you, America. I truly do. Have a good night. Talk to you tomorrow.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.